The Face of Spirit Supplications has many spiritual applications, all of them having to do with asking for the things we need and putting the suction on God to get our hungers satisfied. 1 Kings 8:28-30.
Yet have thou respect to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward his house day and night, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward his place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive.
This man's supplication or his prayer was asking God to turn his face toward him. It was the prayer, the supplication, the asking, used as synonymous terms there. And also Daniel 9:20-23.
And whilst I was praying, I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision.
Here it shows Daniel was making his supplication, and it got answered. There was an angel sent to answer this prayer that he made. Supplications helps create an appetite within us for the deeper things of God. This can either be in general, or to desire or be hungry for more of God, or specific, to become aware of and be hungry for the particular phases of spirit we need. Whenever we pray, it is supplications working to pull in phases of spirit. Ephesians 6:18.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
And Philippians 4:6.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Again, a frequent connection between prayer and supplication. When we do not know what particular phases of spirit we need, we can speak in tongues, and supplications will work to draw in the phases of spirit we need for our growth or to get through a battle. Romans 8:26-27.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
This is saying, again, no phase of spirit works in isolation, but the idea is those times when you really don't know what you need and you just open your heart to God and you speak in tongues, it is the supplication contained in that Holy Spirit that is putting the pull on, she needs this, she needs that, she needs something else. It is the asking by means of the Holy Ghost to get the thing that we need when we don't even know what it is. Supplications is part of the mixture of spirit that operates in the laying on of hands to do the praying for God's Spirit. This would be laying on of hands for grace, for seeds, for healing, for infillings. When we work in these gifts, we need supplications to make us a proper hose for the Spirit to flow through, to keep the hose open for the things that are needed. When we were in track 1 and 2 and cried out to God, this was a work of supplications in a limited depth. Hebrews 5:7.
Who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
Here it shows Jesus having this prayer and supplication even when he was in a lesser depth of spirit. And God's celestial angels would also have been depositing limited packages of supplications to us to boost us along and make us hungry so that we would seek something deeper, whether we knew it was God we were seeking or not. Zechariah 12:9-10 says that in that day, or when a third creative day is available, God would pour out the spirit of grace and supplications. This is God giving deposits of supplications to people to make them aware of the deeper hungers they have, to prepare them for a deeper depth of spirit being made available. When we are dealing with someone evangelistically, God's angels can be depositing questions to the person's mind by the spirit of supplications so that they will ask us questions to get the seeds they need. Isaiah 45:14.
Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains, they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee, and shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else, there is no God.
This shows people who are coming from Egypt and coming to the grace depth of spirit making supplication in order, it's part of their journey to get there. And if we think back on different times when we sown seeds, again, there are many phases of spirit working, but sometimes the questions the person asks are so good, and it's like everything that gets asked, you know a scripture to answer that. You know exactly the line of thought to answer that question, and it can be the case that they're getting the questions. It's not like they've sat down and prepared this list of very good, very spiritual questions, but they can be getting the questions in the situation. God knows what information you have in your head. He knows what they need to hear and what their hungers are, so give them a question and give you the answer. Give them a question and give you the answer, and it can really, there can be a real charmed feeling about the whole situation when that, among other things, spirit of supplication is working and they're asking these very good questions to get their needs taken care of. Supplications is an important part of being led by the Spirit in any of our gifts. It makes us more conscious of asking God what He would have us do and say, so that we are a more open hose for Him to work through. Supplications can help us in any activity that involves asking questions to get the things we need, to know what to ask to get the answer, or how to frame the question to get the need taken care of. For example, in cases where we know we have a question but are not quite sure what it is, supplications, together with understanding and other phases of spirit, can help us frame the question so that we get the understanding we need. It can help us in counsel, either to ask the questions to get the counsel we need, or in working in counsel, to ask the person we are helping the questions we need to ask in order for God's counsel to be able to work. It can also help us ask discernment questions to reveal evil spirits, either in our own mind or when we are working in a gift of discernment to help others. So supplication is the asking phase of spirit. Anything that involves asking, there's that little mixture, among other things, of supplication in that. Any questions on that? That may perhaps be an underused phase of spirit, one that people haven't had much of a sense of what all it can get into and how many things it can be involved in.
You might have given this, but in Zechariah, when it talks about God pouring out the spirit of grace and supplications there, in that day, so in the deeper day, and pouring out that supplications, is that just the idea of, more the idea of asking?
Yes, stirring up the hunger in people, stirring up the questions in people's minds so that they have the questions to get that day in them.
So more so in that day he would do that.
Yes,
right?
Because it's a time when people need to be asking. There's questions, there's answers.
Okay.
So let's get some questions going.
Okay.
Because the answers are there if the people will ask the question to draw out the answer. In a lesser depth, it wouldn't be very nice if God to stir up lots of questions when there are no answers. If he knows we're going to be getting close to some answers, then he'll start stirring them up, but it would just be kind of tormenting if we were just nowhere and not really going anywhere to have all these questions stirred up in our mind. The next one is temperance.